This time of year was a very exciting one for me when I was in college or in law school. It was the time when we'd be getting ready to start classes. And I remember one of the big precursors to starting the class was, of course, registering for the class. And there was a science to this. There's a science to registering for classes. You want to find the best professor, of course, and by best I mean easiest grader. You want to find in law school the one who has the highest average grade over the last, you know, few years going back. Actually, at law school, there was a source, some student newspaper or something like that would actually publish the number of grades. And man, I'd study that. Okay, how many A's were given on that? Okay, all right, I like that percentage. So you study out the type of class. You study out, of course, the subject matter. Is this going to be entertaining to me? Is this going to be boring? I remember one of the most promising classes I ever found at Duke that I took was the history of baseball. It was rigorous, very intellectually rigorous, and no, it wasn't, but it was a lot of fun to take, and it was a very good senior year class. And so you try to find out, okay, let's see how I can figure out each one of these classes to get in, and let's try to get my schedule around, you know, so I can have Fridays off, and I can have no class before noon, and I, you know, it just, oh man, the amount of time that I put into selecting my schedule, it was quite remarkable. And then, of course, you'd get there to the first class, and you'd go sit down, and the great part is that they would have classes that you could add and drop for like a week, and so it was just shopping around. Oh, let me go sit in on this one. How do I like, not so sure about this one. What about this next one? I never quite got to the ruthless efficiency of one of my friends at school, though, who, because we could have laptops in the class, he went in to sit down for the first day. And he was just hearing what the class was about and what it was like. He decided he didn't like it. So maybe 10, 20 minutes in, he got onto his laptop, got into the internet, dropped the class, and got up and walked out. Like, all right, well, that's one way to go about it. He didn't want to waste a minute more of his time if he knew he wasn't going to take it. I'm sure the professor kind of saw him go out and was a little bit confused. But anyway, this process of selecting the class, it might be familiar to you. Some of you may be going through it right now. Which class do I take? Which class do I drop? Some of us, of course, are beyond any of these classes. We don't have to deal with that stress anymore. And you're probably not looking forward to going back. What does this have to do with Psalm chapter 90? Well, it's the verse that Brother Delaney mentioned for us tonight specifically. We're going to talk tonight about Psalm 90 and verse 12. This wonderful prayer of Moses, the man of God. This is the title that's been given to this psalm. We have no reason to believe that this wasn't written by Moses, the man of God, and was passed down until the psalms were finally put into place and put in the order we see them now. Now, what does Moses say? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. This is a prayer to God to say, God, I know that it's not in me to number my days. I know it's not in me to understand the frailty of my life and what that means for learning wisdom. So Moses' request is, God, I need to go to your class. I need to go to Mortality 101. I need to register in the class by which you are going to teach me how to number my days so that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Tonight, the message is going to be entitled Mortality 101. Mortality 101. And let's ask the Holy Spirit of God tonight to teach us to number our days. Let's take a look at the syllabus, if you will, of this class. Let's step in for a moment and hear a little bit of what Scripture teaches us about numbering our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Before we look at this topic this evening, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Moses, the man of God. Thank you for his desire, as communicated to us through Scripture, to number his days that he might have applied his heart to wisdom. Father, I pray that that would be each of our prayers tonight as we lift them up to you. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be working in us and among us. Father, may you give us a fresh cleansing from sin and an unction from on high that we may rightly divide your word of truth this evening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If we're going to register, if we're going to sign up for this Mortality 101, this seminar from God on numbering our days, let's understand, first of all, the prerequisites. The prerequisites, because no doubt if you've ever been through the process of signing up for a class, you know what the prerequisites are. They say, you can't jump in this class unless you've taken that class first. You can't get into this class unless you meet this basic standard of knowledge, this basic standard of comprehension. Maybe this class in addition to this class. You have to have this kind of background. Let's understand just briefly the prerequisites that are placed on us entering Mortality 101, learning from God Himself to number our days. First of all, we need an awareness. Excuse me, we need a matriculation. I jumped ahead. You can keep that as 2A, okay? You can keep that as 2A because that'll be coming up. First of all, we need a matriculation. The matriculation, what does it mean to matriculate? Enter, sign up, register to matriculate at college, as Jed is going to be doing this fall, as some others that we know, Amber and Ashley Quigley, they're going to be matriculating this fall. It's to be signing up. It's to be entering the school. And I just point this out for you, that if we're going to be asking God to teach us to number our days, one of the first prerequisites is that you know the Spirit who is going to lead you into all truth. If you want to study and you want to learn of God, you want to learn at His college, you want to learn at His school, you need to understand the Holy Spirit's work in that process. And if you are an unsaved person, you may learn some parts of recognizing the frailty of life, but you're not going to know how to number your days. You're not going to be taught to number your days that you may apply your heart unto wisdom. So first of all, the matriculation, and secondly, let's understand the materials. The materials for this course, the prerequisites that we need to have, that we need to understand, because if we ask God, so teach us to number our days, we need the course materials. We need the course pack. You know, at law school, it's the biggest ripoff. The books. You'll buy a book for law school and it'll be $175 for one book. And then the great thing is the bookstores on campus say, we'll buy them back for you. We'll give you like $20 for them. You want $20? And of course you say, okay, I mean, otherwise I just put it on a dusty old shelf somewhere. You can take $20. They sell it for $130. Then it's a pretty good profit margin for them. And this is the bookstore industry. Well, this is not God's materials for this course. If we are going to be taught to number our days, we see it in the Word of God. We see it in the Word of God, even as our course book, even to say, hear, look. Understand, the Holy Spirit brings us all into all truth through the Word of God. And there's another course pack, you might say, that God uses, materials that God uses to bring us into understanding the shortness, the number of our days. It's our circumstances. It's amazing, as I've gotten older and have seen more and more life events, life circumstances, how much they wonderfully concentrate our mind on our mortality. Think of this friend of Tabitha's, that a pastor in California who had a heart attack at the age of 50 and went to eternity just like that. Events like that where you step back and you say, wow, life goes like that. Even the passing of my father was another very much circumstance that God used to open my eyes and say, you know what? Life is so brief. These are the materials that God wants us to be looking to. God wants us to be looking circumspectly around at life and using those, allowing Him to use those in our lives to teach us this important material.
And third, we need a mentality. The mentality is that of Moses. Teach me. Teach me. A teachable spirit is so critical in any class, but it's especially important in this class because we're understanding who the professor is, so to speak. We're understanding the wisdom of God in this, and we are sinking down before Him and saying, God, I need to be taught. You know, it's not natural for us to number our days in this way. Our natural course, especially as a young person, is to walk through life blindly, is to walk through life thinking that time is seemingly stretches on forever, that time will just keep on going like that river and we'll just waft down that. We have unlimited amounts of time. Have you ever been, like I've been, in the throes of procrastination? You're just absolutely in the throes of it. And you know there's a deadline coming up. And you just say, you know what? I don't feel like it like right now. I'd like to keep on pushing it off. What is your conception of time in that moment? I got all the time in the world. There's no problem. Oh, that's going to get done. Not an issue. This is the understanding. This is something of the natural understanding of man. That says, life is just going to keep on going like it's always gone. And I know intellectually that I'm going to die at some point, but it's not within me. It's not something that's constantly before me. Let's just push it off. Push it off. No, in God's class, in God's mortality 101, what we understand is that our spirit is teachable. You teach me. You teach me in this class. So first of all, we see the prerequisites. These are the important things that we need to enter into this class. And secondly, let's understand the practice. The practice of this class. What do you do in this class? What are you being taught in this class? Well, first of all, we saw under the prerequisites, that's God teaching us. And secondly, what do we see here under the practice? That we may number our days. What does this consist of in numbering our days? First of all, you might have guessed, in awareness. In awareness. What God wants to teach you and me, not just intellectually, but in a very real, concrete way, is that your days do have a number. You know that. If I ask anyone here, are you going to die? Yeah, I'm going to die. I'm going to pass away at some point. My life's not going to go on forever. But do we understand, do we have an awareness of the brevity of that number? Do we have an awareness of how short those days are in the context of eternity? Do we have an awareness of how short those days even are in our consciousness? Ask anybody who is what we might call the golden years of life. They say, I can't believe how fast my life's gone. It was just yesterday that I was going off to school. It was just yesterday that I was running around playing outside without a care in the world. It was just yesterday that my child was an infant. It was just, even us, even those who are not yet to those ages might say, yeah, I know that. But may God teach us that awareness of saying, my days have a number. And let that sink in. What Moses says here in Psalm 90, he has three pictures of what these are like, what the numbers of our days are like. It says in verse 5, thou carriest them away as with a flood. What happens to a flood? Raging water that goes flying down a canal. And here's something in the midst of the flood, and then it's completely gone, just like that. It's like a flood of water. Then what does he say? Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. What's it like when you go to sleep? You don't remember when you fall asleep. You can't. All you know is you woke up in the morning. Once you were laying in bed, you were trying to get to sleep, you were counting sheep. The next thing you knew was morning. And you say, wow, that went fast. That's what Moses is comparing our life to. That's the awareness that we should have. It's like a sleep. It's like a dream. It's something, and here it is, and then gone. And then what's the third picture he uses? In the morning, they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning, it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening, it is cut down and withereth. Here's a quick growing plant It looks green and looks beautiful for a little bit. And then someday, there's the machete that cuts it down. There's the lawnmower. The grass is gone. It's thrown away. And it becomes brown and yellow. And it becomes compost. What an amazing picture Moses says. Understand, friends, the life, our life has a number of days. And God knows the number of those days. Secondly, let's understand the accounting. This practice, this course, is about, in a sense, accounting. Now, it's not the accounting that says, all right, so I am 29 years and 7 months and 12 days. No, you don't need to be taught to do that. You just go to school, you can go take algebra, you can go take the basic math class, and you can figure out how to do that. That's not what it's talking about. Neither is it talking necessarily about saying, I need to try to predict how long many more days that I have. Because you don't know. Neither do I know. And we can sit and fret about tomorrow, but then we're going against what Jesus Christ said. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. It's not our job to look ahead and say, oh, I think I've probably got, you know, I've got to count all my days out. I wonder, am I going to get there? Am I going to die in the middle? No, this is not necessarily what Moses seems to be talking about here. The kind of accounting that he's referring to is that we would understand the brevity of all our days. That we would understand the frailty of each of our lives. That we would understand that our days are like grass. That we would understand that our days are like a flood. That we would look on the brevity of life and say, wow. That we would look at each day as it goes past and say, I better count this one. Is this one the last one? I've got a week that's spreading out in front of me now. Is this the last week? I've got a time period. I look back at my 29 years, my 36 years, my 45 years. I look at these days and I see the brevity of them. The rest of my days are going to be that brief too. No matter how many years are left. No matter how many days are left, it's going to seem like it goes that fast too. This is the practice of this class, this accounting, for us to step back and to think, what are the years of my life going to be like? You may say, that is hopelessly morbid. That I can't live my life looking to death. I can't look at my life wondering whether this is the last day, whether this could be the last. That's absurd. Well, look over a little bit, a few books to the book of Ecclesiastes, to a wise man named Solomon. This is what he says in the chapter 7 of the book of Ecclesiastes. He says, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men. In other words, you're going to have a day of mourning for you someday if God tarries. You're going to have a funeral. As Trent might say, you're going to be in a box. And you're going to have this experience. You're going to go to the house of mourning. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Huh. He will count it. He will be taught in the way of all men. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the heart of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. We see the difference here between those, the wise, who will count their days, who will count the brevity of life, and the fools who just want to go have a great time, who just want to go spend every single bit of time that they have on pleasure. So first of all, we see this awareness. My days do have a number. Secondly, in accounting, that those days have a number and it's going to go like this. It's going to be as counted as if it were no time at all. And then third, in anticipation. The anticipation of this course, what is being taught to us, is to say, with that hymn, is today the crowning day? I love that hymn. Is it the crowning day? Glad day, glad day. And is that that's the kind of anticipation that God wants to teach us? When is my last day? When is the time? I know it's going to come like this. You know, this is, Jesus gives a wonderful illustration of this, a very great contrast in this. Turn over to the book of Luke. The book of Luke and chapter 12. He gives two pictures. One, someone who has not counted his days at all. And then a picture, an encouragement to count the number of those days and to understand what those are. First of all, we understand the prosperous farmer. We understand the farmer who was a fool. Look at what Jesus says of him in verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Here's this man, this foolish man. Oh, he was rich. Oh, he was prosperous. But he had not been taught immortality 101. He was looking ahead to the future as being a time of great pleasure and great plenty, just like it had always been. And God says, don't you see that the number of your days is about to expire tonight? Don't you see that the end of all things is right now? Oh, that, let's look for that anticipation. Because Jesus says in verse 35 of the same chapter, he gives a picture of these servants that are watching for him. He says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord when he cometh shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. You see these two pictures. The one who is just looking ahead with a telescope to the years of plenty ahead of him, and the one who is living in the right now, in the right here, saying, Lord, I'm ready. I don't care if you come in the middle of the night. I don't care if you come in the middle of the day. I'm ready today. I'm ready. I've accounted my days. I've numbered them. You've taught me to do so. And all my days are just, I recognize that brevity. I recognize that they could be gone in a moment. Have we entered that class? Is that our practice on a day-by-day level? When we wake up to say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to live in a manner today that if you were to come back, my days would be numbered. They'd be counted. All my books are in order. My house is in order. As they said to those kings, go set your house in order. You're about to die. My house is in order. I've counted my days. They're numbered. I know the brevity of life. And I'm going to live as if today could be that last day. You know, sometimes we say of this, live every day like it's your last. Well, there's a grain of truth to that, but there's also a grain that doesn't make a lot of sense. For instance, if I knew that I was going to die at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, I probably wouldn't go to sleep tonight. Probably wouldn't go to sleep. And of course, that's not what God wants. We're not to be living in a time of frantic desperation. But the idea is to be anticipating the day of death. Be anticipating the end of the number of your days, such that you may be living wisely in the meantime. So first of all, we see these prerequisites to mortality 101, signing up for this class, understanding the number of our days. Secondly, the practice. It's numbering our days. It's counting them. It's understanding the brevity of them. It's understanding how we should live in light of that. And third, let's understand the purpose of this course. The purpose of this course, the purpose of mortality 101, the purpose of why we ask God to teach us to apply our hearts to wisdom, to teach us to number our days, is so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's the purpose. Now, you maybe remember back to a class in school that had no real redeeming value.
You went into the class, you took it, your information went in and went out went one ear, went out the other, and you couldn't remember a thing of it. I remember some classes now, I think probably particularly math classes, but, you know, someone brings, I was like, I took that class. Jed and Britta have still been in high school, and you know, if I were to look at their books or try to help someone with some stuff. So that equation looks familiar, but I have no idea what to do with it. That class is not giving me any kind of value these days. Well, this class has a real value. Mortality 101 has a real purpose that should stretch for the rest of our life and inform every single day that we have. Because first of all, let's understand the pursuit. The purpose of this class is founded on a pursuit, wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom, as my dad often said, is seeing things from God's perspective. Seeing things from God's point of view. Not having the perspective of the ant down here walking here around all the sticks and all the grass and all the sand hills of life, but to see it from God's perspective. Be able to see as He has portrayed life in His Word. Now, we remember the lesson of Proverbs chapter 4. This is why this class is so important. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That means a pursuit of wisdom, a pursuit of godly wisdom in your life is going to be you counting your days. If you want to get to wisdom in your life, if you want to apply your heart there, if you want to bring back wisdom with you, it's going to come in understanding the brevity of life. That's why Moses said, God, teach us. Teach us. We got to learn this. These are the basics. This is the ground level that we've got to get if we're going to be wise. Secondly, let's understand the possession. The possession, not just the pursuit of wisdom, but the possession of it. Because this phrase that is used here, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, it's not just the picture that's being used is not just that we may try really hard to get it, but the picture is that we actually do get it. You see, if you see here in your margins, you may have the margins of your King James Bible that the translator sometimes put as an alternative interpretation or an alternative translation. It says here, cause to come, to cause our hearts to come unto wisdom. And the picture here is of the Hebrew word is of an agricultural term of reaping. Bringing back wisdom with you. So you pursue after wisdom in this course. And then when God teaches your heart to number your days, you're going to bring back wisdom. You're going to sow in this study, and you're going to reap wisdom, and you're going to bring it back with you. What an important possession this is for each of us. Now, why is this? How do we get wisdom from understanding the number of our days? How do we understand wisdom from the brevity of them? Well, who knows the number of our days? Who knows how many days we have left? I don't. I don't know how many days are left for me, allotted to me. It could be a day, it could be a year, it could be 50 years. I don't know. But God does. And so when we are applying our hearts to wisdom, when we are being taught to view things from God's perspective, suddenly we're on the perspective of the one who knows how much time we have left. We can look at it from the one who says, you know what? You have 20 years left. Now, in his wisdom, he doesn't tell us how many years exactly we have left unless our name is Hezekiah. But God is the one that we are going to be seeing all this perspective from. And so what would our days look like if we possessed wisdom in numbering out every single day? How would we spend our time if we were seeing our days in light of their brevity? How would we spend our free time if we were looking at them from God's perspective, saying, God, this could be my last one. God, this could be my last service at Drake Gate Church. This could be my last time on the bus. This could be, I don't know when that flood is going to come and is going to sweep me away. I don't know when that grass is going to be freshly mowed and I'm going to be put into the compost heap. I don't know when it's going to be like a waking up and I'm going to wake up in eternity. I don't know that.
And so therefore, if I number all those days, that means when I'm living in the moment, when I'm living in the understanding of eternity, when I'm living in the awareness of the frailty of my life, it changes my perspective. It changes what I'm living for. It changes what things I'm grabbing onto and hanging onto. It changes how I'm going to see the use of my time. You know what? If we had that perspective, and I'm asking this of myself, would how I use my free time be the same? And the answer is honestly no. No. Now you might be going, oh, does that mean every single minute? Does that mean there's no free time for myself? No, no. The Holy Spirit can lead you into truth in that area. The Holy Spirit can direct you. You just got to go to Him. You just got to go to Him and say, okay, all right, God, today could be my last day. What do you got for me? God, today could be my last opportunity. What do you want me to do here? This is what God wants to teach us. This is what God wants to teach you. This is what God wants to teach me. Teach me to number my days. Teach me to count every single one of them as precious. Teach me not to look at anyone, any minute, as superfluous, but say, because my life is so brief, every single minute needs to count for His glory. Teach us to number our days. Paul has a similar awareness in a famous passage in Ephesians chapter 5. And I'll ask you to turn there if you have your Bible for just a comparison. I love what he says here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. What does it mean to walk circumspectly? Circle. In other words, you're looking around everywhere. You're watching in a circle. You're looking around at everything that's coming around you. You're looking at this person fall from disease. You're looking at this person fall in catastrophe, and you're saying, that could be me. That could be me tomorrow. That could be me next week. And what does he say? Not as fools, but as wise. That's what we're trying to do here, right? We're trying to pursue wisdom. We're trying to possess wisdom. We're trying to bring it back with us. So what does it look like to walk circumspectly and wisely? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. That's what it looks like. If you say, in other words, what Paul's saying is, if you want to walk as a fool, don't redeem the time. That's what the fool does. God said to him, thou fool. You don't see, you don't understand the time. You don't understand how much time you have left. Tonight's your last night. And so what God is saying is redeeming the time. Now this word, the time, there are a couple different words that can be used in the Greek to talk about time. It can be time as opposed to time as opposed to minutes and hours and days. Or it can be the time as meaning the opportunity. And what this word is being used is of the opportunity. In other words, redeeming the opportunity. In other words, we look at our day not just as minutes and seconds and hours, but we look at it as opportunities. God, you've given me an opportunity. What opportunity should I take advantage of right now? God, you've given me an opportunity today. What should I take advantage of this right now? And if we were to look at our lives, if we were to look at our lives as a series of opportunities that are to be grabbed for His kingdom because we don't know when they're going to be our last opportunities, that's wisdom. That's what it means to be wise. That's what it means to walk circumspectly. May we have that possession. May we have that possession of wisdom so that we may understand what it is to be wise. So, let's third understand the permanence. See, the wonderful thing about this class, the wonderful thing about God's class of Mortality 101 is that He is not just interested in a brief, fleeting glance of wisdom. He said that we may apply our hearts, that we may possess wise hearts, that we may not just have a flash of wisdom for a moment, but that we may have wisdom that continues on and on, that is a day-by-day wisdom, that is a heart that is directed toward God and directed toward being wise. That's what He wants to teach us. He wants to give us a wise heart to understand day by day. So some of you, you're ready to go out. You're ready to go sign up for classes. You're ready to go out and look at the professor and look at the syllabus and look at the prerequisites and try to figure out whether it's going to be that class or this class, whether it's which one you're going to take, which is the easiest. Well, there's one class for all of us to take. There's one class for every single one of us to register for. And that is mortality 101. May every single one of us go to God this evening and say, God, teach me. I'm ready to be taught. My use of time right now is not wise. My use of time right now, I'm not redeeming the opportunities. I'm not buying them back, if you will, for your service. Teach me the brevity of my life, that I may take every single opportunity for your kingdom that you give me, that I may take every single moment that you have given me on this earth to send it back for your glory, to be taught, and to be wise. Mortality 101. Pray that every one of us would sign up. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wisdom of your word. Thank you for your willingness to teach us to number our days. Father, I pray that a hallmark of my life and of each of our lives would be that wisdom of redeeming the time, redeeming the opportunities that you've given us. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would lead us into this truth, and that we would have a fresh insight into our own mortality, into our own brevity of life, and that it may be used of you to further our walk with you and to further our productive service for your kingdom. Now let's take a moment, ask the Holy Spirit to do his work in us, to teach us to number our days. Father, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.